Hare Krishna. So we are giving some second initiation today to some candidates, and one thing I just want to mention before, especially to the temple authorities, Brahmana means scholarly. And therefore we should be very careful that we don't give Brahmin initiation just because we need a pujari or just we need a cook. Can't read, can't even, anyway. Point is, sometimes it happens that we get request for initiation for candidates who are illiterate. Personally, I don't really endorse that or appreciate that. Therefore, we have a standard that they have to be at least Bhakti Shastri. That at least they have the very basic Bhakti Shastri course is very easy, and at least they should have Bhakti Shastri. And the point is that yes, we should make it a point. It's a policy that there is a consideration of qualification. And those who are taking Brahman initiation, make it a point that you become learned. Read. The occupation of a Brahmana is pathan, pathan. Pathan means read, and pathan means teach. So you study, you learn, and whatever you learnt, give it out. Preaching means giving them Krishna consciousness. Preaching doesn't mean just take Mahaprasad and get donation. Often it happens. Go out and give some Mahaprasad, give a life membership form with all kinds of promises. I don't want to get into that. Just to get some money out of them, become life member, and after that, no cultivation, no contact with those people. That is not right. We must be honest. Devotees, Vaishnavas, must be truthful. When they say something, they must hold on to that. If we don't, then what happens? That our vows, our commitments won't have any value. It's happening, I notice. At the time of initiation, they take a vow of chanting 16 rounds. And you'll be shocked to hear that more than 50% of those devotees don't chant 16 rounds. Although they take a vow of chanting 16 rounds. But give all kinds of excuses. Guru Maharaj, I'm so busy, I have to go to office, or I have to do this, I have to do that. I can't take care. Please don't stoop down to that. You have taken a vow, so stick to the vow. If once or twice if you fail to observe the vow or stick to the vows, then repent, lament, beg forgiveness. These four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds, the vow we are taking, that's the condition for initiation. And you know what is the consequence if you don't follow? Then your spiritual master is not responsible for your spiritual life. Prabhupada is not responsible for your spiritual life. You made a condition. Say, like for example, in business, we make condition. I will do this, I will get that. Now, if I don't do what I promised, then will the other party honor that agreement? Say, you make a condition. For this item, I will pay such and such or certain amount of money. Now, if you don't pay that money, will the supplier supply it to you? Why not? Because the condition is not fulfilled. So that's what is spiritual life. You're making an agreement. It's a condition. I will do this and you will do that. I will follow the four regulative principles. I will chant 16 rounds every day. Yes. Then the other party, the spiritual master also, holds himself responsible. Prabhupada made it very clear. You chant 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles, then I will be responsible to take you back to Godhead. You'll go back to Godhead. Just do that, you'll go back to Godhead. Such a simple condition. Anyway, the point is, take this, all these conditions or vows that you take at the time of initiation, observe them, follow them very sincerely. That is spiritual life. Okay, so we'll start the ceremony. We don't have to have new Kantimala, but does everybody have three rounds, on the neck bead, threefold in the neck bead? Does everybody have Achuman cup? And I decided to do one thing. Initially I thought that I will speak, then there will be fire sacrifice. Thank you very much for coming to do the fire sacrifice, Hare Krishna. And then I'll give the mantra. But then I thought, most probably, I don't really know because I never asked Srila Prabhupada, most probably Prabhupada made that condition that the Brahman initiation get the mantra after the fire sacrifice, because most of the time Prabhupada held first and second initiation together. Therefore, Prabhupada made the thing, the first initiation candidates take the vow and get the name, etc., before the fire sacrifice, and the Brahmin initiates get the mantra after the fire sacrifice. That, because that was the convenient way to do that. Anyway, since I am holding just second initiation, Brahmin initiation this time, so I'll speak, then I made some arrangement, we'll go into that room, I'll give you all the mantra, Gayatri, and then you come and sit down and have the fire sacrifice. The ceremony will go just in one shot, one go. Okay, and does everybody know how to count the Vedic way? normal Indian way is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. In one count we get how many? 5 fours are 20. But the Vedic counting is 10. The 10 is, we have four fingers. These four fingers have three sections. So 3 fours are 12. 12 minus 2? That's the Vedic way of chanting. And the way is that out of this, these two sections are not counted. So that's how we get 10. Like we start from this finger, right? Second from the left. The middle one. One, then go down. Two, then left. Three, go up. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Right? How many of you know how to chant? How to count this way, from this side? Oh, most of you don't know. Actually, generally we do it, we show all these preparations beforehand. But somehow it didn't happen this time. How many of you can see this one? This, your little finger, the next one, the middle one, right? Then go down. The middle one is middle, so three sections, mind you, in each finger. The middle one, one. Then go below, two. Then move to the little finger bottom, three. Go up, four. Top of it, five. Then next finger, six. Next finger, seven. Next finger, eight. Below that, nine. And the lowest of the index finger is 10. All right? All these fingers have different names in Sanskrit. In English, at least we know, this one is thumb. This one is forefinger, index finger. I don't know about this too in English. This one is little finger, right? This one is known as tarjani. Tarjan means shout. And tarjani, when you do that, when we say something, you know, and this is the finger of pride. So anyway, so let us do this way. At least let's try once again. The next to little finger, next to little finger, where will you start? Very good, in the middle. Middle section. Then where is two? Below. Then three? Very good. The next of the bottom part of the little finger. Then where is four? Above that, the middle finger of the middle section of the little finger. Then five. So the little finger top is five. Then top of the next finger is six. Top part of the next finger is seven. Top of the index finger is eight. Middle of the index finger, nine. And the bottom of the index finger, 10. Now see what's happening. You are going like, right? So what is left out? These two are left out. So 12 minus 2, 10. You got it? So everyone got it. If anyone didn't get it, tell me. So let me see once again. Raise your hands. Wow, intelligent candidates. I'm impressed. Okay. Let's see, you show the... How will you do it? From there you show it. Just hold your hand, count it and say loudly. Very good. Okay. So, that is the first part. And in this, you will get Brahmin thread. All the male devotees will get Brahmin threads. Women don't wear a Brahmin thread. And this is called Yajna Upavit. Upavit, the thread that goes around the torso, is received through this sacrifice. Oh, that is the point actually. The Upavit has to be, so no, I have to do it after the sacrifice. I thought that I will make a shortcut. Give the mantra and then you will all come and sit in the fire sacrifice. But the thing is, the Brahmin thread has to, I have to give you the Brahmin thread. So that has to be sanctified or spiritualized through the sacrifice. Okay. So anyway, we'll stick to the old program. I'll speak now, then sacrifice, then you will have then there will be the fire sacrifice, and after the fire sacrifice, we'll give you the mantra. So, okay, after the fire sacrifice, I'll come over here. You don't. Original idea was that you will all go to the hotel, and we'll give you this mantra there, but I'll come over here. Okay, so now we start with the Brahma Samhita chanting, because Brahma Samhita is actually the essence of all Vedic scriptures. If you understand Brahma Samhita, you understood everything. Brahma Samhita, for that matter, can be considered as the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually Brahma Samhita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found Brahma Samhita during his travel in South India. And although he was not carrying anything, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not carry anything. Nityananda Prabhu insisted that he has to take a servant just to carry his change of cloth and the water pot. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he found this Brahma Samhita fifth chapter, he personally copied it and brought it to Jagannath Puri and gave it to everyone. There are two scriptures, Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita. So that's how we can see the importance of Brahma Samhita. How many of you studied Brahma Samhita? Very good. Tukaram is the only one. Okay. Anyway, I make it a point to study Brahma Samhita, meaning read, understand Brahma Samhita. How Brahma Samhita is starting? Ishvaraha Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvaraha, Parama Ishvaraha. Who is Parameshwar? Bhagavan? Krishna. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is transcendental. His form is made of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Our forms are, how is our form? Our forms are made of what? Satchidananda. Then what is our form made of? This body is made of Panchabhut. Panchamahabhut. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Whereas spiritual forms are Satchidananda, made of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Those forms are everlasting, eternal, full of knowledge, full of, it's fully conscious, and full of joy. That is Krishna's form, Satchidananda Vigraha. And he is Anadir Adi, he is the beginning of beyond the beginning. On Adi. Adi means the beginning. So that doesn't have any beginning. And Krishna is the beginning of that. Anadi Radi, he is Govinda, and he is Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Cause of all causes. Think of anything. Material nature. Okay, this earth planet, who is the cause? You can find something. Earth planet or the material nature has a cause. You can go to the cause as cause of the material nature. You can consider is Maya. Mahamaya. Mahamaya is the cause of the entire creation. Is all right? This Jagat is what? Okay, we can go Mahatattva. Who is Mahatattva? Mahatattva's influence with the three modes. Three modes are of Maya. Gunamayi. These three gunas are from Maya. So who is the cause? Okay, we can say Mahatattva is the cause. Three modes of material nature is the cause. Then cause of three modes of material nature is material nature herself, Maya. Who is the cause of Maya? Who is the cause of Maya? Can say Vishnu. Who is the cause of Vishnu? Shankarshan. Who is the cause of Shankarshan? Balaram. Who is the cause of Balaram? Krishna. And who is cause of Krishna? He doesn't have any cause. He is the cause of all causes. Sometimes people ask that if God created everything, who created God? And the answer is very simple. Because no one created him, that's why he is God. Because if somebody created him, then he would have been God. So Krishna is the cause of all causes. Sarvakarana Karana. And then we go into different verses. First we get to know the spiritual world. What's the spiritual world like? We know what the material nature is like, what the spiritual world is like. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha, description of the spiritual world. And then there, Krishna. What's he doing? Venum kananda maravinda balayatakshram. He is playing flute. And Shyamang Tribhanga Lalitam, description of his form. And again another description, Alolo Chandra Kalasad Banamala Vamsi. So in this way, and then Angani Jasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti. With us, with our eyes we see, with our ears we can hear. But with Krishna, Sakalendriya Vrittimanti. All his senses can perform the activities of all the other senses, all senses. How? Krishna can hear through his eyes. And Krishna can see through his nose. Krishna can smell through his ears. That is the meaning of Krishna, Sakalendriya Vrittimanti. Krishna can do anything with all his senses. Sakalendriya Vrittimanti. His form, Angani Jasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti. Pashyanti Panti Chiranjaganti. Ananda Chinmayo Sadujjala Vigrahasya. Ananda Chinmay Vigraha. And then it goes on. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam. Advaitam, he is one without a second. And Panthastu Koti Satavatsara Sampragamya. The munis who can actually move, move with the speed of mind. They are that powerful, they are. But in spite of that, for thousands of years of such movement or endeavor, they cannot reach him. Panthastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo, hundreds of years. Bayorathapi manaso munipungavanam, moving with the speed of bayu, air. Swapasti jat prapadasimna avichinta tattve, and that is Govindam. Ekappasav rachavitum jagadanda koting. Although he is one, he has created koting, millions and millions of universes. Then jad bhavo bhavita dhiyo manujas tathaiva samprappa rupa mahima sanajana bhusa. Just meditating upon him, or in simple words, receiving his mercy, all the great personalities have got asana jana bhusha. They got their position, asana. They got their jana, what should we call? Jana is the vehicles. But actually here it actually means different personalities have different carriers. Yeah. The jana here would mean carriers. Like for example, who is the carrier of Vishnu? Garuda. Who is the carrier of Brahma? Hamsa, swan. Like that. Who is the carrier of Mahamaya? Lion. So these are their carriers. So they achieve all that. Or in simple words, we can say in the material nature, whatever position and facilities we get, it's simply due to Krishna's mercy. Somebody is a king. How he is a king? He got the position of a king, sitting on his throne, ruling over the kingdom. by Krishna's mercy. Jad bhava bhavita dhiya. Then ananda chinma, then it goes, and then we can see, it's coming to premanjana churita. How does one see him? When one's eyes become anointed with love. You see, anjan means mascara. In India, there is a custom of mascara is actually an English contraption, but the Indian kajal. You know how kajala is made. You take a leaf. Often they take pan leaf or mango leaf. They smear it with ghee, and then they hold it on top of a burning lamp. The burning lamp has the shoot, black shoot comes out. So the black shoot settles there and gets mixed with the ghee. And that is applied on the eyes. So there is a saying that this kajal can even make a blind man get the vision. Point is, that actually enhances the vision. That's a tonic for the eyes. Now here, prem anjan. What kind of kajal? What kind of anjan? Prem. These eyes are anointed with kajal, but when her eyes are anointed with Krishna prem, then only we can see him. Where? Hridayeshu bilokayanti, in the core of our hearts. And how do you see him? Yam shyamasundaram achintagunasvarupam. His form is shyamsundara. His achintagunasvarupam. Inconceivable qualities he is endowed with. Then it is going to Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan. Different incarnations. Ram, Nishingha, Varaha, Kurma. They are coming from Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan. Nana Avataram Akarod Bhubaneshu Kintu. Krishna Swayam Paramah Pumanjo. All these incarnations are expansions of Krishna. So in this way, like Maya, who is Maya? Then who is Lord Shiva? Who is Ganesha? Jatpadapalla, then what is Surja, Vaisan is Raja Samasta Suramurti Rashesha Teja. Who is the Raja, he is the king of all the planetary systems. The sun, he moves Jashagaya on his command. Jasa gaya bhramati samrito kala chakra. So this is how Krishna's identity is being established, and we get to know who is who. You worship Durga, who is Durga? You worship Shiva, who is Shiva? You worship Ganesh, who is Ganesh? And who is maintaining everything? Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka. That is Durga, who is the cause of creation, maintenance, and destruction, annihilation. He is his chaya. He is his shadow. Anyway, so this is how, that's actually, just in short, I thought that I'll give you why we chant Brahma Samhita. A few times I give seminars on Brahma Samhita. Different places. It's a very interesting topic, actually. As I said, if you understand Brahma Samhita, you understood everything. That is Krishna. Jasmin bigyate sarvamevam bigyatam bhavati. If you know him, then you have understood everything. Sarvamevam bigyatam bhavati. So, ready to recite Brahma Samhita? Especially the candidates, and make it a point to study Brahma Samhita, understand Brahma Samhita. Shri Shri Brahma Samhita ki jai. Ishvaraha Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vritesu Surabhira Bhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahmasebhyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Venum Kanantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham Barhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shogam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Alolo Chandra Kalasadvana Mallavamsi Ratnangadam Pranaya Keli Kalavilasham Shyamang Tribhanga Lalitang Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Angani Jasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadujjala Vigrahasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navajovanancha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Vaktau Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Panthastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo Bayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam Sopasti jat prapada simna vichinta tatte Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ekopasaura chaitum jagadanda kotim Jachakti rasti jagadanda chaya jadanta Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Jadbhava bhavita dhiyo manujasta thaiva Samprapya rupa mahima sanajana bhusha Suktair jameva nigama prathitaistu vanti Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhis Tabhirja eva nijarupa taya kalabhi Goloko eva nivasatta khilatma bhuto Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Premanjanachurita bhakti vilochanena Santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti Jang shyama sundaram achinta gunaswarupam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ramadi murti shukalani amena tishthan Nana avataram akarud bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat pranamapumajo Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadandakoti kotishasesha vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami maya hijasya jagadanda satani shute Traigunna tad vishaya veda vitaya mana Satyavalambi parasatta vishuddha sattvam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasatmataya manasu Ya praninam pratifalam smaratamupetya Lilaitena bhuvanani jayatta jashram Govindamadi purusham tamaham majami Goloko namni nijadhamni talecha tasya Devi mahesha haridhama suteshu teshu Tete prabhava nijaya bihitascha jena Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana sakti reka Chhaye vajasya bhuvanani vibhakti durga Ichhanurupam apijasya chachesta tesa Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Kshiram jatha dadhi vikara vishesha yoga Sanjayate nahi tata prithagasti heto Ya sambhutam apitatha samupaiti karjad Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Deeparchireva hitasantaram abhupetya Dipayate bibrita hetu samana dharma Jasta drigeva hicha vishnu taya vivati Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Jankada narnava jale bhajatisma yoga Nidram ananta jagadanda saroma kupa Adhara shakti mavalamba param samurti Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Jasaika nishashita kala matavalamba Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur mahansa iha jasya kala vishesho Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Bhashvan jatasma shunijeshu teja Sviyam kiyat prakatayatta pitadbadatra Brahma ja esha jagadanda vidhana karta Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Jatpada pallava juvam vinidhaya kumbha Dande pranama samaye savanadhi raja Vignan bihantu malamasya jagatrayasya Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Agnir mahi gagana mambu marudrishascha Kalas tathatma manasiti jagatrayani Jasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti jancha Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yachakshuresa savita sakalagrahanam Raja samasta suramurti rashesha teja Yasyagaya brahmati samrita kala chakro Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Dharmotra papa nichayasutayasta pasi Brahmadi kita patagava dhayascha jiva Jadatra matra vibhava prakata prabhava Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Jastindra gopa mathavendra mahasakarma
bandhanurupa-phala-bhajana-mata-noti karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajan Govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami Jankrodha-kama-sahaja-pranayadi-bhiti Vatsalya-moha-guru-gaurava-sevva-bhavai Sanchinta-tasya-sadrishinta-numapurete Govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami Shriya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpataro Druma Bhumishchintamani Ganamai Toyamamritam Kathaganam Natyam Gamanamapi Vamsi Priyasakhi Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapi Tadasaddam Apicha Sajatra Kshiradhi Shravati Suravi Bhascha Sumahan Nimeshardha Khova Brajati Nahi Jatrapi Samaya Bhaje Shvetva Dvipam Tamahamiha Golakam itijam vidantaste santa kshiti virala chara katipaye Ishvaraha paramakrishna sachidananda vigraha anadiradir govinda sarvakarana karanam Shri Shri Brahma Samhita ki jai. So now everyone can do Achaman. Hare Krishna, thank you. So I'm sure all of you know how to do Achaman. Take your wash your hand first, then take the water. Om Shri Keshavaya Namaha. Wash your hand. Om Shri Narayanaya Namaha. And wash your hands again. Take water. Om Shri Madhavaya Namaha. Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Om Apavitra Pavitrava Sarvavasthangatopiva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Savajyam Bhantaram Suchihi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Okay, so what's the best way to get purified, both externally and internally? Yasmaret Pundarikaksham. Although Achaman is the process of purifying our vocal channel, I was just thinking actually I should have done the Achaman before reciting Brahma Samhita. Before chanting a mantra, one should do Achaman. Anyway, so, before chanting your Gayatri, you have to chant Achaman. You have to do Achaman. And after doing the Achaman, you say, Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavasthangatopiva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabhajya Bhantaram Suchihi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. So do you all know the meaning of this mantra? Om Apavitra Pavitra. Apavitra means impure or pavitrava or pure. Sarvavasthangatopiva. In whichever condition one may be in all kinds of conditions, he may have gone through all kinds of conditions. But just smarit pundarikaksham, one who, when one remembers the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, sa baiha abhantaraha suchihi, he becomes purified both externally and internally. So, So what's the best way to get purified? by remembering Krishna, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, become purified. But do it sincerely. Smarit, remembering, not just uttering, remembering. Remembering means remembering his form, remembering his qualities, remembering his activities or pastimes. So Krishna consciousness, or can say that all the Vedic activities are actually meant for purification. We all have become impure. We have become impure, and that's why we are in the material nature. So if we want to get out of the material nature, we have to get purified. And all these things are actually the process of purification, starting from Garbhadan Samskar. Even before one is born, there is purification. Father and mother become purified to invite a pure soul. And then he's born, Jata Karma. There are activities to purify the child. Then one after another, there are processes of purification. So this is what we have to remember all the time, that our life is actually, this human form of life is actually to become purified. Bhiddate hridaya granthi. These impurities are actually causing the knots in the heart. That's tying the material, trying the soul to the material nature. And the process is, Krishna consciousness is simply to Bhiddate hridaya granthi chiddante sarva samsaya. Cuts all these knots asunder. That's tying the soul to this material. Kshiyanti chashya karmani. And as a result of that, he becomes free from karmic reactions. And that's the way to go back to God. We will go through various things. Some activities are purifying, some activities are impure or contaminating. But we must always remain sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna. Just Smarit Pundarikaksham, remembering him. Vishnu Smaranam. How the Smaranam will come? Hearing and chanting. So Gayatri Mantra are actually mantras, are the words or the sound from the spiritual world. Material sounds indicate material objects. But these mantras indicate spiritual objects. The spiritual objects are not of this material nature. Spiritual objects are of that world. So these mantras are actually coming from the spiritual world. And the mantras come through the disciplic succession. This via medium of this mantra or the spiritual sound, transcendental sound vibration is the via medium. Via medium. And through that medium we have to receive this mantra. And that is the process of initiation. The process of receiving the mantra, receiving the transcendental sound vibration that will reveal the spiritual nature. All these mantras are revealing the different aspects of the spiritual nature. In our sampradaya, there are various mantras. The mantra that is revealing the transcendental nature, Brahma Gayatri. Then mantra that is revealing the identity of the spiritual master. The mantra that is taking us to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mantra that is taking us to Krishna. So these are the different Gayatris. In our line, there are 7 Gayatris. 7 mantras in the Gayatri. So you'll receive those 7 mantras today. But the wonderful thing is, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mahamantra. What is Mahamantra? Naturally, Mahamantra indicates, Maha means great, or you can say the greatest of all mantras. That is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Why it is the greatest mantra? Because I said mantra actually reveal the objects and personalities of the spiritual world. So what is revealing, what is Hare Krishna Mahamantra revealing? Hare Krishna Mahamantra is actually revealing Radha Krishna. So what is the topmost region of the spiritual world? Vrindavan. And Radha Krishna, Krishna is there. So the Mahamantra is actually taking us to revealing Braja, Vrindavan and Radha Krishna. So that's why it's Mahamantra. Another identity of Mahamantra, mantras, generally Gayatri mantras, which is mantra means Gayatri mantra. The Gayatri mantra has 3 aspects. One aspect is Vij. Every mantra has Vij. Just for example, like generally we know the, practically everybody knows the Brahma Gayatri, Om Bhur Bhuvaswa, etc. So Om is the Vij. Then the next aspect of mantra, Gayatri, is Naam, the personality who is being revealed through Gayatri, that particular Gayatri, his name. Like for example, in Chaitanya Gayatri, in Mahaprabhu's Gayatri that is revealing Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is there. Krishna Gayatri, Krishna's name is there. Naam. And Nyas, Gayatri is meant to be meditated upon. So how to meditate on the mantra? That is the Nyas aspect. Vij, Naam, Nyas. So Gayatri must have these 3 aspects. Every Gayatri will have a Vij. For example, Brahma Gayatri's Vij is Om. Guru Gayatri's Vij is Oing. Krishna Gayatri's Vij is Kling. So this is how different Gayatris have different Vij. And then Naam, as I said, who is being revealed in through the Gayatri, his name. And third aspect is Nyas. For example, every Gayatri will have Dhimahi, the way I meditate, Dhimahi, or Swaha. So these are the Nyas, 3 aspects, Vij, Naam and Nyas. So every mantra or Gayatri mantra must have these 3 aspects. But Mahamantra is the mantra that doesn't require any Vij or Nyas. It's only Naam and Naam and Naam. Right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. See? Name and name and name only. Another Mahamantra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Another Mahamantra. So the thing is, Mahamantras are kept as a secret. That greatest secret, Brahma Padin, Brahmara Durlabha. But that Mahamantra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to anyone and everyone. So this is how we receive Mahaprabhu's mercy. The greatest of all mantras he has given, no consideration of initiation. Diksha purashcharja vidhi apekkhana kari. Just give it to anyone and everyone. Whereas Gayatri, you have to have it through diksha. Unless there is diksha, you can't have Gayatri. It looks like you start to pour ghee again right now. Monkeys? Okay. They are also participating. So this mantra you will get today. So everyone got his the Brahmin thread? Okay. So, okay, now I'll give further explanations and procedure. As I said, I will come over and I'll give after the fire sacrifice, I'll give you the mantra. And become very good Brahmanas. Brahmana means what? Prabhupada, actually it's important to understand. Prabhupada said that I'm not making you Brahmanas. I'm giving you a chance to become Brahmanas. When he's giving the mantra, Gayatri Diksha, Prabhupada said, I'm giving an opportunity to become a Brahman. Not that you become a Brahman because you are wearing a janeu, Brahmin thread, or because you sat in the fire sacrifice today. Remember, this is the beginning. It's the beginning of your becoming a Brahmana. And the qualifications of the Brahmanas are Samo, Damo, Tapo, Socham, Kshantir, Arjavam, Evacha, Gyanam, Vigyanam, Astikam, Brahma, Karma, Sabhavaja. So the consideration of qualification, these are the qualities of a Brahmana. Whereas the qualities of a Kshatriya is not that. Qualities of a Kshatriya is the valor, generosity. I forgot the Sanskrit verse. The quality of a Vaishya, Krishi Goraksha Vanijya. The higher it is, more it is. Brahmana has 9 qualifications. Kshatriyas have 6, Vaishyas have 3, Sudras have only 1. Paricharja, service. Easy, serve. And in the transcendental realm, actually we all are Sudras. Our business is to become Sudras. Meaning, become servants of Krishna. Not Maya Sudra, but transcendental Sudras. Devotee, Vaishnava means servant of Krishna, servant of Vishnu. Vaishnava. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So please, Prabhu, has been very kind. Last time also you performed the fire sacrifice. Today also, it's very kind of you that you came to perform the sacrifice. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Don't be afraid, it's just the monkeys. Yeah, and they won't steal your specs. Have you experienced that? Did anyone's glasses got stolen? Oh, Satya, you lost your glasses. And you got it back. Okay. See, they are trained. You know, these monkeys are much more civilized. In Bihar, there is a place called Rajgir. That's another place of pilgrimage. You know what they steal there? They steal the babies from the mother. And it's really shocking, you know, like, come and just steal the baby. So that's why they say, don't go there with your children there. At least here they give it back, I don't know. And in some places they take your jewelries. Monkeys can be trained very nicely. In circus you see, they're riding bicycles, horses. But here, they're trained to steal various things. So, okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.